B-Pod Studios.
Sure. This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Aaron, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, yeah, I just went out with this girl, Kirsten. We met online, and actually, you know, because of everything that's going on, I talk for way longer online than, you know, you usually would before you meet someone. And then finally, things eased up, and we got to go out to a bar, and, you know, even with a mask on, I thought she was pretty, you know, at least the top half of her face.
Yep.
You know, we connected on a lot of things. She had first messaged me because of all my animal pictures. I work at a shelter, so I love dogs. Aww. She loves dogs. Yeah, and I thought we had a great time. We went back to my place for a little bit, and now she's kind of fallen off. And I, like, if you meet someone online and you go out with them once, I would figure whatever. But we talked for so long before that that it seems weird that, you know, because I thought we had a connection. So after all that, to meet once and then have her disappear, I don't get it.
So you say you work with dogs?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I used to work at a McDonald's years ago, and I didn't realize it because I was so in the mix that whenever I walked out of work and I'd go hang out with my friends, they all said I smelled like a grease trap.
Yep.
So, do you think maybe it's the possibility that you smell like dog shit and don't know it?
Definitely not. I am a clean person, or, you know, relatively clean. I definitely don't smell like dogs.
People that smell like dog never know they smell like dog. People that smell like cat never know they smell like cat.
Hey,
I'm just,
watch it.
It's the truth. It's the truth. But okay, so we'll give her a call.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We just talked to a really nice guy, Aaron. He met up with this girl, Kirsten. He said they had some great dates. And all of a sudden, she's basically ghosting him. What was the last time you guys hung out?
Like a week and a half ago.
Okay. I asked him earlier, in case you're just joining us, he works with dogs. He works at a shelter. And I said, maybe you just smell like dog.
Like dog all the time.
Yeah. And don't realize it.
I'm not a smelly person, I promise you.
I'm trying to tell you, man. It just happens.
Sometimes you just don't know.
It just happens. You don't know because you're used to it. But you know what? Maybe that's not it. We'll see. We're going to try and call her now. Okay. Stay quiet.
Hello.
Is this Kirsten?
Yes, me.
Oh, perfect. Hi, Kirsten. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. And we got your phone number from a gentleman who wanted us to call you on his behalf, okay? And here's the thing. I'm going to tell you his name, but the reason we're calling you is because he would like to go out on a date with you. And if you agree to this, and again, I'm going to tell you his name. You know who he is. If you agree to this, we'll pay for whatever you'd like to do with him. Do you want to hear his name, and then we can move on from there?
Okay.
It's very confusing. Aaron, who you went out with a couple times already, he told us to call you because you've been. I guess he's been trying to call you, but you haven't been replying to him, so he feels as if you're kind of ghosting him, and he's confused as to why.
No, I'm all set with Aaron, but thank you. Okay.
Hold on. Can you just tell us why, though?
What's the problem?
Yeah, you don't have to go out with him again or see him. Just can you tell us why so we can let him know? He seems very confused.
We just weren't a match, I guess I would say.
No chemistry, or?
Okay, I'll just have to tell you the whole thing. We went out, we were at his place afterwards, and his place, I don't know what was up with his apartment, but, like, it was kind of, he was, like, itching, and he had this rash that I saw then, and then later when I got home that night from his gross apartment, sorry, but it was gross, I'm, like, feeling all itchy and everything, and I look down, and I am like, what is that black bug-looking thing? And I Google it, and it's fleas.
No,
you have fleas.
I'm not going out with them because I got fleas.
You got fleas.
How many dogs does he have?
His building will not allow him to have pets.
Oh, so he must be bringing it back from work. You're the second person in my life that I've ever heard that has fleas. And the first was when I was a child. It was my friend who was a slob. I don't even know how to defend this. So you know what? I'm just going to tell you, Kirsten.
I wonder if he knows he has fleas.
Well, we're going to find out. Because Aaron is on the phone and he heard what you just said, Kirsten.
Oh, God. Okay.
Aaron.
Kirsten, there's no way, man.
No, Aaron, listen. Aaron, I got good news and bad news. The good news is, it's not that you smell like dog shit. The bad news is, you have fleas.
I don't know what's with you people. You're saying I smell. She's saying I'm dirty. I mean, I work with animals, but I'm fine, I swear.
You sure?
Yeah, you got any like red rashes or are you itching a lot lately?
I'm telling you, he's used to it. He probably just thinks it's like it's normal to have things bouncing off of you and scratching them off.
I'm sorry to tell you, Aaron, but your place is like nasty, and I was concerned being over there, and then I got home and saw that I had apparently brought fleas home with me your place.
There must be a ton.
How would you be sure that's my fleas?
Where else would I have gotten it? It was that night after our date that I came home and was like itching, brand new itching all of a sudden, and then there are fleas.
Check your underwear. Make sure, because fleas get everywhere. Yeah, you never know. Fleas get everywhere. Boy had it.
Wouldn't you feel it?
When I was younger, my boy had it on his socks, and I was like, what are those little black things bouncing around your socks? And he was like, ugh.
They like
fleas.
To go places they can hide. So, like, armpit or, like, behind the kneecap. Like
under Aaron's balls.
He was turned on.
Yeah. Aaron right now is doing that thing like where we talk about it so much, he's probably feeling an itch that's not even there right now. But it's an easy fix. We can repair this relationship. Aaron, will you do everything you can to remove the fleas from your house and yourself?
I think I'm fine, but if she wants me to, like, use a special shampoo or something before we go out again, I would definitely do it for her.
All right, there you go. Okay, Kirsten, he promises to remove the fleas. What do you say about another date?
Not even if he did a full flea dip with his undog.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.